This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in celebrities, they're just like us. Board games. The actress Mila Kunis, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, also Andrew Luck, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. They are all said to be fans of the German board game Catan. It deals mostly with trade and economics, not what one might imagine would make for a good Hollywood blockbuster, but there are bets being made that Catan is the next big entertainment franchise, as Caitlin Regg reports.
Here's the basic premise of Catan. Players represent tribes who have landed on the island of Catan. They jockey for the best position to collect resources, grow settlements, and beat their opponents.
It's a really cleverly designed game that you never really know really until the very end who's going to win.
Adam Williams stands with about 24 other Catan fans at a gaming convention in Darmstadt, Germany. They're getting ready to compete for a spot at the National Catan Championships. As an announcer wishes them luck, players sit down to start their games. You can find meetups like this around the world. Catan has a devoted following. More than 27 million Catan sets in 39 languages have been sold since the game was released about 2 decades ago. Now the board game may be headed to the big screen. Sony Pictures is in negotiations to acquire the rights to adapt Catan. Some fans, like Adam Williams, wonder whether the game can survive the Hollywood treatment.
If they just take the name of the game, but then they create something which has nothing really to do with how the game works, that would be a shame.
That also concerns Catan's creator, Klaus Teuber, who lives not far from Darmstadt in a small town near a forest. He designed the game in the 80s as a passion project while working full-time as a dental technician, and he has painstakingly shepherded all Catan spin-offs. Teuber wants a movie or TV series to resonate with fans and answer their questions.
I think they want to know where come the Catanians from, where is Catan, how do Catan look like. I think this is could be a frame for a full and rich story.
Teuber says he's open to new brand tie-ins and extensions for Catan. There's a Star Trek Catan and a Silicon Valley-themed Catan. But all new iterations of the game must honor the core elements of the Catan story and the expectations of the fans who love it. Klaus's son Benjamin is one of the Catan company's managing directors.
People must be like, oh, this makes so much sense. And it must feel good. And if you don't feel it, then this is like, oh, they want to make money. And they would be right if we did it.
Movies based on board games have a mixed track record. Audiences panned Clue in the 80s. Battleship tanked with the critics, but still grossed more than $300 million worldwide. Mitchell Block is an adjunct professor at the University of Southern California's School of Cinematic Arts. He says despite the lack of critical success for previous board game movies, he thinks adapting Catan is a smart move and a logical next step.
You know, when you have something that's as well known as this game and have such tremendous recognition, that's a huge start in any brand extension.
He says Catan already has the brand recognition to help with audience turnout, and he thinks there's a little downside for the Teubers. If the movie's great,
it will just help extend the name of the brand. And if the movie's dreadful, it won't hurt because the people playing the game are playing the game for totally different reasons.
Those are not bad odds for people who think a lot about the art of strategy and risk. I'm Caitlin Regg for Marketplace.